Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Bonjour tous.
Avec Véronica.
And June is busting out all over. Well, actually, it seems a lot of ladies seem to lose sight of their buttons, bows and zippers when the sun comes out, resulting in rather a lot of busting out. Of course, I'm not the target audience. And is there anybody under 30 who does not have a tattoo? We should form a clear skin sect. Talking of sects, Scientology is a bit of a sect, isn't it? And the philosophical choice for cinema's irrepressible super action man, Tom Cruise. Well, I did go and see his latest and possibly final Mission Impossible. It was so impossible that it took me half an hour to work out what was going on, and I got a bit distracted into wondering how much this or that actor was getting for what was mostly an inexplicable bit part. But, like Chinese food, it was quite enjoyable at the time, although you didn't necessarily know what you were eating and it didn't leave you with much of a sense of nourishment. Whereas the torta di nonna that I enjoyed with my cinema buddy afterwards was dreamy. Now, of course, we shall have to wait for some of the Cannes winners to open in our area. Till then, let's see what live entertainment we have awaiting this week. Well, we have something old, something relatively new, something borrowed, something blue, plus two events for the French speakers among you. The first of those is an evening devoted to the Gascon syndrome. Author Michel Salanier looks into why three notable creative lecteurs, De Garros, no relation to Roland, Vertuzet and Bladet, spanning the centuries, had their work suppressed at some time or other. That's at 6:30 tonight at the Médiathèque in Lecture. And then at Saint-Mézard, they have an outdoor screening of Le Fabuleux Monde de Dr. Cadéo, a film by Ulrike Pfeiffer. That's at 10. Of course, if it rains, it's off to the Salle de Fête, but let's hope it won't. I do love outdoor cinema. Now, let's turn to Old. The Old is a choral concert of Baroque music performed by Les Voix de l'Interlude de la Brède at the Church of Saint-Martin-de-Gouin at 7 o'clock this Saturday. Part one of the programme is the Magnificat by Pachelbel and a few pieces by Purcell. The second half is Orpheus and Eurydice by Gluck. It's free, but nobody's going to look the gift horse in the mouth. They'll be performing it again at Saint-Andrea de Sestasbourg on the 12th of June. The new thing is Paddle. It's been around for a couple of years, but it's the new hard-hitting bat and ball game that's taking the world by storm. It's somewhere between real tennis and beach tennis with small hard rackets, and my goodness, they do make a racket. So much so that neighbours in the vicinity of a paddle court, or padel if you prefer, are up in arms. This tournament this Saturday is just for men, and next week it's mixed. Well, it takes place at the purpose-built Florence Tennis Club, which is far away from any residence. €20 to participate. Now to something borrowed. It's a show that's running at London's National Theatre. Stephen Sondheim's final work, when he borrowed two films made by Luis Buñuel, The Discreet Charm of the Bourgeoisie and the even earlier Exterminating Angel. He put them together as one story, creating a surreal American musical called Here We Are, which is quite a feat, given that surrealism was very much a European movement. The world lost one of its greats when he died. So if you happen to be in London, it's definitely a happening. Finally, we celebrate Clint Eastwood's 95th birthday, international architect Norman Foster's 90th, but leading the field at 99 is, of course, Sir David Attenborough, who brought us the Blue Planet. And on this Blue Planet, at this moment, there are 633,000 centenarians worldwide. You could almost call it old hat.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
À la prochaine.
www.dfm930.com